In association with For Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site, this is For Whom the Podcast Tolls. And now, Daniel Black and Ethan Lee.
Folks, and welcome to another episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls here on December 24th, 2015. This is the official podcast for Whom the Cowbell Tolls.com, Mississippi State's SB Nation site. I'm Daniel Black, writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, and joining me is fellow writer for Whom the Cowbell Tolls, Ethan Lee. Merry Christmas Eve, Ethan.
How's it going?
I'm fine. You're supposed to say Merry Christmas Eve to you, Daniel.
You're welcome.
What?
You're welcome.
Okay. Today on the show, we're talking about the game that ended about 30 minutes ago, Mississippi State's 93-69, nice, win over Northern Colorado. Yeah.
It's good to win sort of games big.
Uh-huh. I personally think this is probably... This in the Eastern Washington game are the two best games of the year, but Eastern Washington, we didn't play defense. So this is probably the best game we've played all year.
It's against a very bad team.
It is against a very, very bad team, but still we played good basketball.
The biggest takeaway for me from this would be, I mean, it's not even that Malik Newman played lights out. Mm-hmm. It's not even that Gavin Ware continued to play lights out. It's that Eric Holman got playing time.
Yeah.
And that is huge. Huge for this team.
Certainly. Let's talk about Malik Newman for a second. You didn't watch it because you were looking at fancy lights.
Yeah, really fancy lights.
In the wherever you are area.
In the Houston area.
In the Texas area.
Well, Texas is a pretty big state. It's got a lot of area.
Okay.
You're welcome.
No, I never thanked you.
It's too bad.
Malik Newman, this is without a doubt his best game of the year. 20 points, career high. First time he's gotten to 20 points in his career. And I think...
Probably not going to be the last.
No, probably not. And I'm trying to find individual player stats because they have like the in-game... Here it is. Beautiful. Here it is.
You know, over the last four games,
I was going to speak, but okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I mean, no. You go ahead. You were going to speak.
Thank you.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Malik Newman
scored 18 points, 12 points, 15 points, 20 points over the last four games. That's what, an average of 15-ish? No.
Did you just let me speak and just followed it up by interrupting me?
Yes, I did. Let's see. How many points is that? I think that's about 15.
Why did you do that?
It's 16.25. He's averaging 16.25 points over the past four games.
So 16 points per game.
0.25 points per game.
16.3 points per game.
Yes.
There we go. You're welcome.
And if you round that up, that's 17 points per game.
No. 16, no.
And if you round that up, that's 20 points per game.
No, 16 doesn't round up. 16.3 doesn't
you can round
up to
up.
17.
Well, yeah, it does. If you round up, you're not just rounding, you're rounding up.
Malik Newman went 6-for-11 from the field and 4-for-8 from three-point range, and I believe there was a streak where he made three consecutive three-pointers in the second half. That's good.
That's been the biggest thing that this team has not had.
Yeah, this team has not been able. Defense and three-point shooting, particularly three-point shooting, have been absolute struggles. I believe they shot 38% in the Tulane game, which is not bad. And they shoot, I believe, 38% in this game as well.
34.8.
30, well, whatever. I got 35%.
If you round that up, that's 35.
Yeah.
And you round that up, that's 40.
Okay, So, I believe that a big reason for that is that it was familiarity. Thank you. Yeah. Familiarity with why did you thank me? You just thanked me.
I didn't say thank you. I said you're welcome.
No, you said thank you before you said you're welcome.
Did I?
Yeah, I believe you did.
I think you're hearing things.
I probably am. I believe it's just probably mainly familiarity with the venue. They played in Jackson in the Mississippi Coliseum. Of course, he's from Jackson. He won three state championships in that building at Callaway. He's undefeated in that building. Has never lost, as I said, in that building.
Can we play every game in that building?
No, because that's a pretty crappy arena.
I don't care. We're going to win every game with Malik Newman playing in there?
So you're pretty much saying that you want us to
dump the hump. Let's play in Mississippi Coliseum.
Nice. Dump the hump.
Yes.
So pretty much what you're saying is you want Mississippi State football pre-Jackie Sherrill because we played all our games in Jackson?
Absolutely.
So knowing that we beat Alabama in Jackson 6-3, are we going to beat Kentucky 38-34 in Jackson?
Yes.
Okay. I would love to. Who wants to see a 38-34 victory over Kentucky in a crappy arena?
Hey, as long as we're beating Kentucky, yeah. I don't care what the score is. Exactly. I don't care. It could be 3-2.
I was there when we beat Coach Cal. That doesn't rhyme.
We'll have to work on those t-shirts.
I was sitting down when we beat Coach Cal.
No. We'll work on those shirts when we get there.
I was there. No, I don't know.
We got to work on the Nick Saban shirts, too, when we beat them.
Good one. Another good player, Gavin Ware.
Yeah.
Played well. 19 points for...
He's always playing well.
Gavin Ware. 8-10 from the field.
And he's probably still not 100% from that bone bruise.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a week ago when he got that bone bruise.
I've had bone bruises before. They're not fun. Uh-huh. They tend to linger.
You tend to get plenty of injuries.
I get hurt a lot.
I know. I've never broken a bone once in my life.
You're welcome. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four Bulldogs were in double digits.
Yeah.
Fred Thomas played well. Look at you, man.
You screamed. Fred Thomas played well.
Okay, well, this is the best game he's played all season.
Yeah.
Probably the best game he's played since his freshman year.
Mm-hmm.
He actually hit a couple of three-pointers.
Made two of six from three. And how about Johnny Basketball, Johnny Z, Johnny Zapardo making two threes?
Yeah.
Before the game, he had 7 threes all year.
I'll take it.
Johnny Basketball.
You know, this is one of those things where Malik Newman gets hot from three and then other shots start falling for other guys.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Quindary Weatherspoon had 10 points. He had a really good game. Another player that didn't necessarily have great point production, but had just an incredible game in terms of just managing the game. IJ Reddy, a career high 11 assists going into the game. He had 4.5 assists for the season. Comes in, has 11 assists. A very good game for IJ Reddy in terms of just managing the game. Only had 8 points. Not great point production.
But that's not far down from his, per game average for the season, which is, I think, 11 right now.
Yeah.
So when you're getting that many assists, Malik Newman is scoring a lot. Gavin Ware is scoring a lot. The biggest guy that didn't, or well, there's two guys that didn't really show up, two of your starters, Craig Sword and Travis Daniels, and you're still winning by, 20 something points. I can't do math. 24?
24. And we had a 30, and really we had a 31 point lead with about a minute and a half left, and then we brought in the walk-ons. And then Northern Colorado didn't let up. They were on a full court press for that last minute and a half, getting turnovers, taking advantage of the walk-ons being in the game.
So you're saying that if I was able to play basketball for Mississippi State, I would have played in this game? I would have dunked on Northern Colorado?
Well, one player did get an and one, so.
Nice.
but apparently you can't because of your shoulder.
Oh, well, we're not going there.
And you're not going to Wyoming either. Love you, buddy.
I'm transferring to Iowa.
Why not? Right now. Why not Wyoming? I mean, you want to go to Wyoming.
Wyoming's
so
beautiful.
I know. It's why so don't beautiful. You want to transfer to Wyoming since you love
because
it so much?
They're, do you know what their school colors are?
Like tan and black?
No, yellow and brown.
That's not good.
No.
They don't play sports well either.
No, they're, well, that, you know, that gives me a shot at getting on the team.
But you can't because your shoulder, and you're not going to Wyoming either. Love you, buddy. Another great point for Mississippi State in this game.
Ethan got owned on Twitter by a bowl game.
Miller Yoho from the Belk Bowl would own most people.
Yeah, it's true.
Would, and I'm definitely not on my A game right now. I'm on drugs. It's just... It's not going well for me mentally.
What? You're on drugs, huh?
I'm on painkillers right now for my shoulder.
Yeah, painkillers. There we go.
For anybody that's out there, yeah. Ethan's on drugs. Well, yes, I am. Yes.
You are on drugs. You are high on drugs.
You
have been taking too many drugs, and by drugs, I mean painkillers.
I actually haven't taken that many.
So you're not addicted yet?
No, gosh. If I ever get addicted, check me into rehab.
Do you hope you go to rehab in Colorado? Or, in Wyoming?
Actually, Colorado's not the great, you know, not the best place to take someone for rehab.
You know,
not for drugs, no.
You know,
not exactly the best choice.
I didn't catch on to that until...
Yeah, I kind of figured.
My mother went to the University of Denver. The Pioneers... Huh. They don't have a football team. This is 100% true. For their homecoming celebration, like, you know how at a football homecoming, they have the homecoming queen and the homecoming court. Guess what sport they do that entire presentation?
Hockey?
Correct.
Yes.
Hockey. There is a hilarious story that I want to tell you, Ethan, after the show that's kind of inappropriate, so I will tell you after the show.
Okay.
That my mom. Another great... A really good thing Mississippi State was able to take advantage of. Northern Colorado committed 20 fouls, which is not ideal. And Mississippi State was ultimately able to shoot 80.8% from the free throw line, 21 for 26. So 21 of Mississippi State's 93 points were from the free throw line.
Yeah.
And this is similar to Tulane, where we scored 69 nice points, and 20 of them came from the free throw line. We are really shooting the ball well from the free throw line.
I'll take it. Okay, you know, as long as we're getting points.
Well, yeah. I'm not saying that as a negative.
No. If we can continue to draw fouls and hit the shots, do the whole James Harden basketball game.
I don't watch the Rockets.
You don't know how James Harden plays basketball? Everybody knows that. One, okay, he doesn't play defense.
He has a big beard.
He does have a big beard. That is key to his basketball game. Three,
but the Rockets suck.
They're better than the Grizz right now.
That's very true.
But, you know, all James Harden seems to do is he gets like 10 fouls a game, or gets 10 free throws a game, is the average, I think, for last year. And I think this year he's close to it. And he makes like 98%. So he's making most of his free throws. He's getting a lot of points. If we can ignore defense, who needs defense? Because this team doesn't play defense.
No, it does not.
And just score points, get the free throws, keep scoring points, I'll be happy. Just score points.
Well, that's exactly what we did. We scored.
You know the key to winning games? Scoring points.
What is the key to success? They don't want you to score points.
Oh, gosh.
They do not. Scoring points is a major key. Major key. Bless up.
Don't get lost on your jet ski at night.
And ultimately get caught by police.
Yeah.
Do you follow DJ Khaled on
Yes.
Snapchat?
Yeah. Yes.
It's beautiful.
I wish he had a Twitter.
Hey, Ethan.
What?
Bless up.
Does he have, he does have a Twitter.
He does have a Twitter, yeah.
Well, I'm seeing if he does tweet just like he loves the key emoji. He tweets key emojis a lot.
On Snapchat, if his stories have a key by it, like just when it says his name, it has a key by it.
Have you seen DJ Khaled dunk?
No.
It's amazing.
I'm
going to send you this tweet right now.
Have you ever
dunking?
Does he ever not eat egg whites for breakfast?
I feel like that's all he eats.
He egg whites and water.
He's always got that stupid water bottle. It was it like a Nestle water bottle?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then he drinks apple Ciroc every day for lunch?
Yeah.
So here we go. Here's this dunk you're showing me. Ooh, there he made a shot. There we go.
Yeah, it's got him making like free throws.
Yeah, he...
Oh, those are not free throws.
Oh, here we go. Ooh, he made that sick slam. Yeah. That was like a 6-foot goal.
Do you see that dribble, though?
I didn't notice it, so I'm going to have to replay
it,
aren't I?
Watch it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. But they show this one shot. It was a 3-pointer twice.
He gallops.
On loop.
He gallops. He doesn't dribble take normal stats.
One, two, three. Oh.
Can we get DJ Khaled on our basketball team?
He was a horse.
Can we get DJ Khaled on our basketball team?
Have you ever seen the Shaq and a Fool where it's uncalled travels?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we get DJ Khaled on our basketball team?
Why?
He's got to have eligibility.
Why not?
Yeah.
We did play Miami earlier in the year, so.
Yeah.
I mean, he lives in Miami. So there you go. I mean, we have that connection.
So back to on topic.
Yes. That was a really good off topic, spiel right there. By the way.
Some news that just officially broke: Faluna Doye is
off the team,
transferring.
He's transferring.
Yeah.
Well, technically, then he's off the team.
Yeah, John Rothstein? Whatever. Just tweeted out, Mississippi State's Faluna Doye will transfer per Ben Howland.
Breaking news! Doot, bop, breaking news! I need to find a sound effect. Oh, I need to find a sound bite. Breaking news on the show. We just broke news. I'm trying to find a sound bite. On YouTube. Here we go. Breaking news. Trying to play.
Real sound.
That's not what I want. Breaking news. Say it again.
Faluna Doye, per John Rothstein, per sources, is transferring per Ben Howland. Per sources, per Ben Howland.
Hashtag sources, according to sauces. That was our breaking news.
I'm going to tweet that right now. Quoting our friend John Roth, something or other. Is it Stein or Stein? Do you know? Yeah, that needs to stop.
You're welcome. Is this the new CBS theme?
Gosh. Yes.
Let's see what this was. This is another one. Woo! Breaking news! This one's pretty long, isn't it? I like this one. Woo! That was nice. Oh, two! There's another one! Woo! Well, I like that little trumpet at the end there. That was nice. That was pretty.
Okay, you're gonna have to check this tweet once it goes out.
I like this one.
Okay, go check Twitter.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Breaking news.
That was breaking news.
Yeah.
You sent me another tweet. What did Clay Travis do?
Apparently Bowling Green is losing or something.
Oh, and he told everyone to like pick.
He's always talking about pick Bowling Green, bet on Bowling Green, bet on Bowling Green, huge. And yeah.
Yeah. Georgia Southern's winning 44-27. You know what that is? That's breaking news.
Gosh. Okay. Okay. Let's So what is it about? Okay, so we lost Demetrius Houston earlier in the year.
I want to say one more thing about the game.
Go for it.
I lost it. Oh.
We just lost it with all of our off topic.
Off topic.
All of the off topic.
They turned the ball over 18 times, and we had 27 points off turnovers. That's good.
That seems good.
Yeah. Okay. What were we going to say?
Demetrius Houston off the team early in the year.
Yeah.
So then Falun Adoyi is transferring.
Mm-hmm.
We have 5 seniors who are going to graduate.
Indeed.
And we're bringing in 6 players?
6 players, not 5. 6.
6, yeah. We
because tweet, you're in, because we you're text, because you're stupid.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Does that 1 leave room for me to walk onto the team? Or 2, does that mean that Ben Howland is planning on signing another recruit?
I'd probably guess the latter.
He probably knows that I want to join the team.
Have you ever spoken to him before?
Not yet, but I plan on it when I join the team.
So you're saying that you're never going to speak to him until you join the team. So you're already going to be on the team when you speak to each other.
Yes.
How does that... Well, then who... Are you going to talk to anybody? Are you just going to walk on to, I guess, the Dampier court and say, hey, I'm on the team.
I'm going to wear, like, 7 headbands and, like, all those armbands. With high, like, neon really, socks.
No, I know what you need to wear.
What?
Give me a minute.
Are you going to send it to me?
Yeah. That's okay. Why I said give me a minute. What else would you do? What else would I do?
I don't know. You have 1 minute.
Oh, I can find it in 1 minute. That's easy.
Okay. So, you know, I just want to know, 1, what position he's going to go after. 2.
I'm sending it to you via text.
Okay. 2. You know, how are these freshmen going to gel together? And I'm really interested in seeing what the starting 5 is going to look like next year. Okay. It just... Yes.
That is Les Miles.
Gosh. I'm going to tweet that out.
Oh, and there's another thing I need to send you.
I'm tweeting that right now.
But I wrote, when you say how the freshmen gel together.
Yeah.
This is pretty much what I wrote in my piece, if you read
it. I know.
If you read it. Did you read it?
I did not read it.
You're nice. Lewis is, and I'm getting vibrating on the phone. Let me find this. It's a GIF. Les Miles. Okay, you say something while I find this, because this is what I'm focused
so
on.
So, just overall, I'm really intrigued in seeing how the team's going to play next year. I'm really interested in seeing how... I don't know what to talk about here. But just next season is going to be truly interesting to me. I expect IJ Reddy's going to be a starter. You know, Quindary Weatherspoon's going to be likely a starter. But after that, it's going to be kind of up in the air of who gets playing time and such. I don't really know what's going to happen with Elijah Staley,
mm-hmm.
with his basketball career. And, you know, if Les Miles can dunk, so can I.
And I'm sending you a GIF too. There it is.
Oh gosh. Okay. Here we go. That's amazing.
And he screams in his daughter's face.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So just overall, the basketball team next year, you know, like this year, I think it'll be rough start.
Mm-hmm.
But we're seeing the team right now start to come together a little bit. Malik Newman starting to figure out the college game.
Yeah.
The college level of play.
As was shown tonight or yesterday as you listen.
Yeah. So when you get these guys starting to mesh, and next year I don't think it'll be, oh, instant success. I think the team will be better at the end of the season than it will be at the beginning of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these are just things to look for toward next year, and I don't really know what else to talk about here.
But on next year, I'm segueing.
Yeah, good.
I was about to mention that I wrote a piece for those who did not read it.
Such as me.
You didn't read it? Yeah, you told me that, actually. You're a sweet kid. That I pretty much wrote that in Ben Allen's previous three rebuilds at Northern Arizona, Pitt, and UCLA, because, I mean, including UCLA, they were rebuilds. UCLA, the year before he came to UCLA, the Bruins went 10-19, and it was their first losing season since 1947.
Yeah.
So it was a rebuild. That pretty much consistently in these three rebuilds, year three is where they had dominant success. Like, dominant success. Not, I mean, UCLA made it to the NCAA tournament first round and second year, and Pitt made it to the NIT in second year, but I'm talking about dominant success in year three. And I'm going to use UCLA as the example because this is the biggest example.
And it's probably the closest example.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of parallels there.
You're welcome. In his first year, he brought back three starters, all of whom were juniors or seniors. And they also brought in Trevor Ariza. I presume he plays for the Rockets?
Yeah, he's the starting small forward.
Who was a five-star forward out of high school. So that year, they go 11-17. They weren't good. The next year, they lose Trevor Ariza, lose those three players.
And improve.
But brought in the fifth-ranked recruiting class in the country that included two five-stars and two four-stars, the five-stars being Aaron Afolo and Jordan Farmar.
Are you sure it's not Aaron Afolo?
Is it Afolo?
Afolo, I think. How do you spell it?
I don't know. It's
Afolo.
Blah. Aaron A, we're going to call him. Aaron A and Jordan Farmar. And I misspelled Farmar in this article. I said Jordan Farmer. My bad.
It's okay.
Jordan Farmar.
In that article I wrote about Gavin Ware, I said he'd score like 600 points per game or whatever.
Nice.
Yeah.
You didn't put a decimal?
No. I meant to put per season.
Oh.
Or in the year or whatever.
But he brings in Jordan Farmar and Aaron A, and then brings in four stars, Lorenzo Mata and Josh Shipp. They were losing all of their starters from the previous season. So their starting five were four freshmen and a sophomore. And they went 18-11 and made it to the NCAA tournament. Year three, they brought in the 18th ranked recruiting class in the country, which was led by a four-star named Darren Collison. And they brought back those freshmen.
I think it's Darren Collison.
No, it's actually, not.
No, seriously.
That's really stupid if it is. That is like the stupidest. That is literally stupid. It should be Collison.
No, I think it's Collison.
You're lying to me.
I'm looking it up on howtopronounce.com.
Anyways, that team with four sophomores and a freshman went 32-7 and made it to the national championship game.
It's Darren Collison.
That is so stupid.
I'm sending this link to you.
That is so freaking stupid. But anyways, that team in year three went 32-7. So next year, Mississippi State is going to be losing four of their five starters, presuming that Malik Newman leaves.
Yeah.
If
he continues to play like he is now. He's gone.
And they are bringing in the fourth-ranked recruiting class in the country, which has six four-stars. So next year, they're going to be having IJ Reddy and four freshmen.
And then me, because they need one more.
IJ Reddy and four freshmen.
Yeah.
Just saying, he did it at UCLA.
Well, Quindary
Weatherspoon. Yeah, that's true.
Three freshmen.
So three freshmen, IG Reddy and Quindary Weatherspoon. So, yeah. And Eric Holman.
Ooh, I forgot about Holman.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he's forgettable, knowing that he's been injured.
And he's only played 11 minutes.
But anyways, Weatherspoon and Holman will both... No, let me speak. Weatherspoon and Holman will both be sophomores. Sophomores, freshmen, and I guess a junior? Is IG Reddy a junior or senior?
IG Reddy would be a senior.
A senior.
Yeah.
It's a very young team, and a senior.
Yeah.
They had the exact same thing at UCLA. Just saying.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote about, by the way.
And IG Reddy, I think, would be... I think he's going to be very good next year.
Yeah.
I think, you know, for most of the season, he's been playing better than Malik. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if he can continue to improve as the season goes on, obviously Malik is going to continue to improve as well, mm-hmm. more than likely.
Yeah.
If not, we get Malik for 2 years, which, yay.
That's not going to happen.
Because he's going to improve.
Exactly.
But it just, you know, I think... Next year, obviously, better than this year,
mm-hmm.
and we win the NIT, or we are, you know, first, second round tournament team, and then year three, we're winning it all.
Don't say that around me.
I know. I can't say anything nice about you.
About me?
You're welcome.
About me? No. I think you
Did you know that John Clark bets he can beat you at golf?
When did he say this?
He just said it on Twitter. Did you listen to the Darren Collison thing?
No.
Just seriously listen to it. It's really funny.
When did he say this?
He just tweeted it.
Did he? He didn't at me. I don't have a notification. He didn't.
Just tweeted it. He subtweeted you.
I don't think he subtweeted me. He just said you.
He's talking about you.
Well, if he shot a 76 and a 74 back-to-back days, he could probably beat me.
All you have to do is shoot a 75.
That's...
You beat him his first day.
Ethan, that...
Shoot a 73.
Ethan, you don't play golf. You don't understand.
I actually dated a girl who could have gotten a scholarship to play golf in college back in high school.
Well, shooting a 73 is easier said than done.
She used to shoot, like, low 70s all the time.
So about even par?
Yeah, I think so. I think her best was like a 66.
On a par 72 course, that would be 6 under.
Yeah.
My best is a 76, which is 4 over on
my
a par
My ex 72. Is better than you at golf.
I know. Of course, she's probably older than I am. You wouldn't be dating a 15-year-old.
No.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
That girl on Instagram who's 15 wants to date
gosh.
You.
Gosh, no.
I'm glad. I'm glad the public knows about that now. For those who are... Ethan, is your Instagram private?
No.
Good.
No, anybody, like this 15-year-old girl who tried to hit on me on
Instagram. Hit HMU, and what was her Twitter bio? Or her Instagram bio?
It was like, Queens don't mess with hoes or something like that. And... I don't know. Kill me.
That girl, a high schooler who's more, I think, in my grade. I don't know her. It's not like she goes to my school or something. She's just in my grade in general, my age. Hit on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you are what, 20?
I am 20. I turned 21 in February.
21?
21.
Yeah, your birthday is 2 days before mine.
Yeah.
And you are going to be recording a show on your birthday.
I am.
And we're going to be recording a show on my birthday.
Yeah, we are.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, it is. We're not going to... Well, I guess we'll still have basketball to talk about.
The age where you can legally drink and the age where I can legally drive.
Don't combine the two.
No.
Okay, so what else? What else is going on in the world?
We got one question.
Okay.
From Corbin.
Yep.
Corbin. I don't have the question in front of me. Here it is.
Was it something along the lines of favorite Christmas traditions?
Yes, what's your favorite Christmas tradition? I don't have one.
We don't really have official Christmas traditions.
Nope.
Like, my family doesn't. Apparently, your family doesn't.
I mean, if you, I guess the tradition is everyone gets together. If that's
most families do that. Is that a? I don't have like anything. I don't think like that is incredibly unique to my family.
The only thing that I can think of is that there is a really good restaurant in Memphis, and I know that there are. It's not necessarily a chain. There's just like one restaurant, one of these restaurants. There's only one in like every big, or at least a good majority of big cities, called Houston's.
Never heard of them.
Well, there's probably not one in Houston, which is kind of strange because it's called Houston's. But it's really good. It's like, it's probably my favorite restaurant here. There's one.
There's two in Houston, one on Kirby and one on Westheimer.
Go. You never been to it?
Are they expensive?
Kinda.
They're part of the Hillstone Restaurant Group.
Go, Ethan.
What is the Hillstone Restaurant Group?
Ethan, you can't see me because we don't have camera. We can turn on the camera, but
Hillstone Restaurant Group.
You're not listening to me.
Okay, so they own a whole bunch of different restaurants.
There's one in Tucson, one in Scottsdale. There's one in Miami. I've been to ones in Scottsdale and Miami and Memphis. There used to be one in Nashville.
There's one in New Orleans.
Okay.
There's one in Boston.
Okay.
There's a Woodmont Grill, which is part of the same family, in Maryland.
Oh.
There's one. There's a Houston's in Missouri.
Okay.
There's a Houston's in New Jersey.
All right.
There's an East Hampton Grill in New York, a Houston's in Long Island, a Hillstone in New York City. A Hillstone in New York City again. A Houston's in Memphis, which apparently you've been to.
It's one of the best. It's my favorite restaurant in Memphis.
See, they've got three of their restaurants in Dallas. And then two in Houston. And you know how I feel about Dallas.
Yep. It's really, I hate Dallas too, simply because Jim Shoot lives there.
Oh, that was, I didn't expect that. That was pretty good.
But Ethan,
yeah,
go to Houston's. Do you like cheeseburgers?
I love them.
Go to Houston's and get a cheeseburger. Either that or get the ribs, because the ribs are really good too, and they got the best chicken tenders in the world. They've got everything. Everything.
See, I don't really like ribs.
You're insane. Oh my god. Well, then you wouldn't like Memphis. That's what makes Memphis famous, our ribs. That's,
I thought that was FedEx.
There's a lot of things. We've got FedEx, we got AutoZone, we got Elvis, we got ribs.
See, Elvis is from Tupelo, isn't he?
He's from Tupelo, but he lived a majority of his adult life in Memphis.
It doesn't matter. He was born in Tupelo. He died
in
while
Memphis.
On the toilet.
He did, in Graceland, on the toilet.
That just shows you how great Memphis is.
Well, his house is not in a good part of Memphis. So, but go to Houston's. Anyways, back to the question. Every other year, because my mother and my, because I go to my mom's house every other year, my dad's house every other year, we go to Houston's after we go to some church service. So I guess that's a tradition. I don't know. So is it?
Yeah, I just enjoy spending time with my family. I guess that's the tradition. We're just going to go with that.
That's one unique tradition.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess that'll just about wrap it up for this episode of From the Podcast.
Wait! Oh. Before you do, you have to listen to the Darren Collison.
Darren Collison.
Just listen to it.
Okay, let's turn it on.
Wait, then we can play it for the show.
I know, that's what I'm doing. Let's see. Let's play it if I can find it. What did you send me? I don't think this is what you meant to send me.
Yeah, it is.
I'm sending you a screenshot of what is on my what is on my screen right now.
What?
I don't know what on God's green earth you just sent me. Is this what you're supposed to send me?
Yeah, just click on the YouTube thing.
What YouTube thing?
What?
I just sent you a screenshot of what you sent me.
Oh gosh. Why don't you open it on your computer?
Because I don't have iMessage on my computer.
Okay, then let me pull up that YouTube link that it has in
what
here.
What is that? It's like a bunch of stuff about Russia.
It's just where the website didn't open correctly.
It's like Indian. Is this like some ISIS website?
No. What?
Why are you looking at ISIS websites,
Ethan?
I'm
not. You're going to get the FBI to listen to this podcast. Oh, gosh. Here. I'm going to send this to
the FBI. It was not an ISIS website. I was joking.
I'm going to send this to you.
Okay.
There.
Here. All right. Let's take a listen.
Darren Collison. Darren Collison.
What was that? Darren Collison. Darren Collison.
So you, like, I when I looked that up earlier, I had to stifle my laughter. Because that was just so great. Here, let's pull up another funny.
What? I thought it was going to be like some robotic computer voice.
I'm going to send this one to you.
I don't know what that was.
Play this one.
I'm scared to know what this is.
Lou Manson. Lou Manson. Charles Jenkins. Charles Jenkins.
He's pronouncing Charles as Charles.
Here, wait, wait. Click Jeremy Lin's. Click on Jeremy Lin's.
Akai La. Akai La.
That's not Jeremy Lin.
I know it isn't. Let me find Jeremy Lin's.
Here, I'll send it to you if you don't.
Oh, here's Clay Thompson.
Jeremy Lin. Jeremy Lin.
What is Jeremy?
Oh, wait, 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 wait.
I'm wait. Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber.
Bieber. What's this? Oh my.
Vladimir Radmanovic. Vladimir Radmanovic.
Tracy McGrady.
Oh, he's a great.
Tracy McGrady. Tracy McGrady.
Tracy McGrady. Gennaro Pargo?
Gennaro Pargo.
That's boring.
Gennaro. Cargo.
Brian Scalabrini?
Ooh, there you go.
Brian Scalabrini. Scalabrini.
Here, open this one.
Scalabrini.
Minnesota Time Bear Wolfies. Minnesota Time Bear Wolfies.
Such great.
LeBron James?
Yes, because we hate that vine so much.
LeBron James. James.
That one has 85,000 views.
That would. Okay, I we should call it there.
Ben Roethlisberger?
Okay, one more.
Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger.
I think this is a French man.
You think so, huh?
So.
Squidward tentacles?
No. No more. No more. We need to start ending the show.
You know what that is? It's breaking news. Breaking news. We're not done. We're not done. Breaking news. Breaking news.
What's the breaking news?
Nothing. I just wanted to play.
So that'll end this episode of For Whom the Podcast Tolls. I don't have any final thoughts, so I'm just going to end it here. For Daniel Black, I am Ethan Lee. Thanks for listening, and goodbye, everybody.